This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Shares of Whole Foods did relatively well today, off a mere 0.7% on an otherwise dismal day for equities. 2015 was a rough one for the organic retailer. Sales were down as consumers found cheaper options at Costco and Walmart, and it was hit by an overcharging scandal in New York City as well. The company says it's in the process of getting back on top, lowering prices, doing more marketing, and counting on technology to improve the customer experience. Ashley Milne-Tite has that story.
At this Whole Foods in New York City, you think more about human help than the technological kind. I'm with J.P. Eggers, a professor of management at NYU Stern School of Business. We've only been inside a moment, but we've already spotted 8 employees, and their handiwork shows too. We make our way to the colorful salad bar, and instead of sloppy overflow, there isn't a beat out of place. Eggers says if this were a salad bar in another supermarket,
it would probably, by the end of the day, be a complete mess, right? And then someone would just come in the night and clean it up. Whereas here, they're here on a regular basis,
keeping everything looking neat. Eggers says it's this kind of attention to detail that makes Whole Foods stand out from its cheaper competitors.
The whole idea is this emotional kind of connection that they build between you and the store that makes you feel guilty if you go somewhere else, that makes you desire to go back, it makes you feel happy when you're there.
Whole Foods wants to build on that connection. It hopes technology will deepen its relationship with customers. Jason Beekel is the company's chief information officer.
We're refreshing a vast majority of the technology that we use to run the company, interact with our customers, support our team members, and run our supply chain and merchandising.
Whole Foods is revamping its outdated point-of-sale system so customers can check out faster and take more advantage of things like coupons. And it's experimenting with a self-service kiosk in some stores, so you can use an iPad to order your sandwich and customize it just how you like. Now, there's some evidence people order more when they serve themselves. And in fact, that's what happens when Whole Foods customers order groceries online using Instacart.
We've actually found that our basket is actually significantly higher for Instacart orders than what it is in the store.
With the kiosk, he says it's too early to tell if people are digitally picking out.
But it ultimately might have a customer who felt like they didn't have time to wait in line to, you know, quickly go place the order, do some of their other shopping, and then come back and grab their juice or coffee or sandwich or burrito.
So it keeps customers around who might otherwise give up during the lunch rush. Beekel says the kiosk isn't replacing staff, at least not yet. There's still someone nearby if a customer needs help. Brian Yarbrough is a research analyst with Edward Jones. He says the technology upgrades will definitely make the stores run more efficiently. Still, he says Whole Foods has also said it'll cut costs without being that specific.
I do wonder where all these cost savings are going to come from Whole Foods, and I do have a little concern if it comes out of a customer-facing type environment. So basically in the store, so if you start taking labor out, that can have a big impact, and especially for a retailer like Whole Foods that is so customer service focused.
It's the staff who've kept Diana Coatney coming back to her local Whole Foods. She lives in Capitola, California. She has young twins who used to go shopping with her all the time. Then the family moved away for a year. After they moved back, she returned to Whole Foods, and a staff member there surprised her.
Somebody that I didn't recognize but recognized me and the kids referred to them by name the first time I went back into the store. And I didn't recognize this staff person. So I'd been gone for a year and they still knew my kids' names.
She says no technology can replace that kind of human touch. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.